So, Mike, you must be very pleased. At what point did you find out you weren't just getting one developer, you were getting two?
Well, we've been working on this for some time, but it all became clear yesterday that, you know, this was clearly going to work. So, you know, this is good news. This is the GLA, this is the council, all working it together to deliver this on behalf of Croydon. So, as you say, a fantastic day for Croydon.
And how much sort of banging of heads did you have to do?
At the end of the day, both Hammerson and Westfield had very serious plans for Croydon. I think it became clear to them that, you know, it was going to take a long time to get through this if there wasn't some coming together. So there didn't really need to be much banging of heads together, because as Frank Lowy and David Atkins said upstairs, you know, there was a realisation we needed to get on with this. Better to share that than to hold it all up and wait for having the whole thing, if you like.
Absolutely. And what next for the council in terms of helping sort of speed this all through?
Well, you know, we're very keen to get on with the planning process. We'll move heaven and earth to get that through as quickly as possible. We'll use our powers, or we'll piggyback with the GLA to use their powers if CPO is necessary. We want to deliver this scheme as quickly as possible. It's good news for Croydon, and we want to get on with it.
And what do you think it should be called?
Now, I don't mind what it's called, as long as it's got good quality retail, good quality restaurants, brings people to Croydon, gets our economy really pumping again. I don't mind what it's called.
Brilliant.
Okay?
Right. Thank you.
Thanks.